Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth, the radio broadcast. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Oh, we've been dealing with this scripture, John 1:14, all week. It's a wonderful treasure house of wonderful and excellent truth. It tells us about the God, the one God, the true God, the only God, and he became human. Now, he didn't ever cease to be God, but he became the God-man. And you say, but surely that's a totally new invention created by the New Testament writers. I mean, that God would become man. Surely that's nowhere taught. Oh, no. See, this dual nature of Christ, and let me tell you, you'll never understand God unless you understand the dual nature. What's that mean? That Jesus is one person with two natures. And this was predicted in the Old Testament, in the prophecy. Sometimes the Messiah is represented coming to us as a human being, and sometimes these represented as divine. Now, Genesis 3:15, he was to be the woman's seed. That's his humanity. He was to be a descendant of David. That's his humanity. He was to be Jehovah's servant. That's humanity. He was to be a man of sorrows. That's speaking of his humanity, his human nature. But on the other side, he was to be the branch of the Lord, beautiful and glorious. Isaiah 4 and verse 2. That's talking about his deity. He was the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's his deity. Oh, yes. As Yahweh, he was to come suddenly to his temple. See that? Check it out. Malachi 3, verses 1 and following. Oh, yeah, that's his deity. And the one, you see, who was to be born in Bethlehem and to be the ruler of Israel was the one whose goings forth had been from the days of eternity. Micah 5:2, you'll read that. Oh, yes. So this is no new truth, that God was to become a man. We see these two sets of prophecies. Well, how are they harmonized? Well, John 1:14, our text, is the answer. The Word became flesh. The one who was born at Bethlehem, that little baby, was the divine and eternal Word. This incarnation doesn't mean that God found a human being to dwell in. No, God became a man. He became what he was not previously. And though he never ceased to be all that he was before, this little baby of Bethlehem was Emmanuel, God with us. Do you believe that? Hey, friend, if you're a believer, rejoice today, rejoice. Our God is one of us. Yes, he hasn't forgotten us. He's come for us. He's rescued us. He's lived for us and died for us. And listen, if you're not a follower of Jesus, become a follower. How? By faith in Jesus. Cast your burden on him. He's there. He's here. Come on. Trust in him. Trust in him. Tell him all about your sin. Believe on him as your substitute, the one who has intercepted the wrath which you deserve. Call on him and be saved. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.